CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Today's total eclipse is turning into a total crapshoot for the millions of Americans who traveled for a great view. Clouds in the forecast along parts of the path of totality, including Dallas, Texas.
I would say I'm definitely nervous, but I'm trying to just think of it as I've never been to Texas, tried to enjoy the weekend as a whole and keep a positive spirit, because I would say I'm generally a little nervous about the weather.
Clouds also possible in parts of Ohio, Pennsylvania, and New York. In the nation's capital yesterday, hundreds marched to demand that Hamas release the hostages it continues to hold 6 months after the massacres in Israel. And another mishap on a Boeing aircraft. A Southwest Airlines flight from Denver to Houston was forced to turn around after an engine cover blew off and hit the wing.
There was just a lot going on. And then I was like, oh my God, is this it? But we didn't hear anything. We didn't feel anything. They reassured us that it was okay. They said the engine was working fine.
CBS News Brief. I'm Vicki Barr.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Universities of Wisconsin has redesigned its website in hopes of boosting enrollment. The new Wisconsin.edu makes information about enrollment and degree programs easier to find. It's the latest effort by the UW system to boost enrollment after nearly a decade of declines. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is giving $22 million to farmers who practice rotational grazing. Kevin Mahalko is a dairy farmer in Gilman. He says rotational grazing has helped him survive difficult stretches and keeps his costs down.
The cow is doing more of the work and using fencing instead of as much equipment. It cuts down on a lot of repairs and maintenance and diesel fuel.
The deadline to apply for the grants is May 26th. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers rock Seattle. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers are in Cincinnati to open a four-game set against the Reds after winning their weekend series over the Mariners, Milwaukee with a 12-4 victory yesterday, despite starting pitcher Colin Ray battling the flu. Pat Murphy.
Colin, as you may or may not know, was sick, had a stomach virus, it looks like, and he'd lost a lot of fluids in every way you can.
At 6-2, what's the team's mindset? Brewers pitcher Colin Ray.
You know, we got to all come in here and not try and do too much, just keep being aggressive and competing in the box, competing on the mound.
NBA, the Bucks lose again, this time 122-109 to the Knicks. Milwaukee's now lost four in a row at home and six of their last seven games.
You know, we have, four games left and all playoff teams. You know, maybe that's a blessing for us. I don't know, but we'll figure it out.
That's the Bucks head coach, Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Is your hometown radio refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
A few scattered clouds through around midday today, then mostly sunny this afternoon. We'll get to 62 today with wind out of the southwest at around 10 to 20. Tonight, a sprinkle or two, otherwise partly cloudy, 45. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 60. Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high of 58. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
keeping Racine and Kenosha connected. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN. And on the Civic Media app.
From farm to fork and everything in between, we cover it all. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Well, today is the day that a total eclipse is going to cover us all. Later this afternoon, as a matter of fact, here in Wisconsin. Welcome in, everybody. It's a Monday. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Youngke. Glad that you're starting it with us. It's going to be a little difficult to see that total eclipse in Wisconsin, at least vividly. Cloudy skies on the way today. 63 are expected high. Winds out of the south-southwest 10, gusting up to 20 miles an hour. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and 60 degrees. Wednesday, partly cloudy and 68. Before Thursday brings us more rain showers and 59. Friday, partly cloudy, 57 degrees. Now, I pride myself on being able to tell a story relative to Wisconsin agriculture or food production about pretty much any subject. What do you think I came up with when it comes to the total eclipse and Wisconsin agriculture? Let me just say, beedars. Beedars. More details on how our Wisconsin beekeepers are going to watch the little animals they're in charge of and their reaction on the total eclipse coming up later this morning. Stephanie Hoff is also going to check in. Agriculture labor becomes so very critical at this time of the year when we're getting ready to hit the field. Trying to keep all your players engaged in the goal of the farm can be a challenge. She's going to visit with one of the experts that's been coaching farms on how to not only keep their employees, but enhance their employees' experience. Stick around for that. And we all love to experience real dairy in Wisconsin, right? Whether it's our milk, whether it's our butter, maybe it's our cheese, whatever it is, Wisconsin still prides itself on being America's dairyland, but it does not come without assistance from great researchers. Ken Hyman is a cheesemaker up in Marshfield at Nasonville Dairy. He's also a past member of the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin Board, and he wants to visit with me this morning about the Center for Dairy Research on the UW-Madison campus and how it's helped make Wisconsin America's Dairyland. Stick around, those stories and more on the way.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual is the number one farm insurer in Wisconsin for a good reason. As a company founded by farmers, they understand the ag industry and its challenges. Local agents offer farm families the best advice and personalized coverage. Visit ruralmutual.com to find an agent near you.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Agriculture is different all over the world. While our climate forces us to have barns for protection for our animals and machinery, in places like Costa Rica, not a lot of barns as their temperatures remain very warm all year long. I'm Bob Bosel from the northern end of the world's longest barn in Eau Claire, and on a recent visit to Costa Rica, we talked to Oscar Vargas, an ag expert from Costa Rica, and he told us they don't need a lot of barns, but they need a lot of immigrants. They're a big part of his country, and they come from many places, but most are from close by.
Basically, we are combined with all different ethnic groups, all different mountains, microclimates. We have two oceans.
What is the immigrant situation all about?
Most of the immigrants are coming from Nicaragua or country next door up north. We have immigrants from Honduras, but basically Costa Ricans are the result of all different ethnic groups. We are a mix of people from Europe, from North America, South America, Asia. So Costa Rica is so diverse in ethnic groups, but most of the immigrants are coming from Nicaragua.
Tell me about agriculture, because as we travel through the country, we saw different types of agriculture. We saw cattle, the crops. What goes on here agriculturally?
In agriculture, well, we are the largest exporter of pineapples in the world, second largest exporter of bananas. We have products that are non-traditional that people never heard about in some cases, like chayote, which is called as one of the cucurbitaceae, important for the diet of a lot of Costa Ricans. So we have a lot of non-traditional products. We have large production of fruits as well, rice that is mainly consumed in the country. But so diverse, so we don't base our agriculture in one crop. And coffee, we're number 15 in the world in production of coffee. We don't produce that much, but we produce quality.
Talk about the types of people, because you mentioned the pineapples, and there's sugar cane growing here now. We get our country. Hawaii, of course, used to be years ago the leader in both. Have the major companies come in here and put in sugar plantations, pineapple plantations? Are they local farms? And how do they market it? Who's growing it, who's producing it, and who's processing it?
A bit of both. Large corporations like Dole, Del Monte have big farms here for those crops I told you. But also small producers are, in the past, they were selling the products to the big corporations. Nowadays, because of all the access to internet, they can sell straight through, cutting the middleman, so they can make more money, and they can make a good production and make it profitable.
Are there places where it's increasing in production of pineapples, sugar cane, or are we limited by geography or by population or communities moving out into the country? Is it growing?
So it's growing, especially pineapples is growing in different areas that used to be dedicated to cattle, and also rice. In the past, we used to produce more than 100% of the rice consumed in the country. Nowadays, it's about 50% we only produce. The rest of that, it's got to be introduced. But most of the fields, bananas are not increasing in territory, but pineapples are taking territory that used to be used for cattle, especially.
Now, pineapple is very labor-intensive, especially with the picking. Is that a lot of the migrants are coming in to do that from Nicaragua, or will some of the native Costa Ricans do that? That's a hard job.
Oh, yes, it is, and especially because you have to do it under all the elements. If it's raining, you got to work under the rain. If it's sunny and hot, so same thing. Most of the job is done by immigrants, because Costa Rica, as we have good education, which is a very good key to succeed, are very much having jobs in call centers and all IT, so all different industries that require less effort. So all this hole created by the lack of workers in the fields must be filled with immigrants, especially from Nicaragua.
We see American influence over here, other countries' influence over here, with some pretty big companies. How has that affected the Costa Rican economy and the importance that you have in Costa Rica on education? How does that work?
Well, the importance of all these multinationals based in Costa Rica is the fact that we can have better jobs, better opportunities. So far, Costa Rica is doing very good with economy. It's more expensive than the other countries in Latin America, but at the same time, salaries are better. There's opportunities, there's less unemployment, very low rates. Multinationals are a great opportunity for everyone to get all those benefits. And for them, it's very good because educated people are easy to train in different jobs, different positions, already having a second language, English, which is the most important. And they are so pleased to base operations here because, again, we have no army, we have no internal conflicts, and it's win-to-win situation.
And education is a top priority. It's a must, in other words.
Absolutely, yes. Education is the only key to be successful. You have to be prepared to be more a professional than an intense worker. So you have to have all the different skills, and that's important in different companies and different levels, also to select your leaders.
Oscar, as we have driven around your country and seen the coffee up on the hillsides, the mountains, and we've seen sugar cane and we've seen pineapples, we also see a lot of cattle around here. Is it mostly beef? Do we have much for dairy? And what kind of breeds of cattle? A lot of these long-eared Brahman crosses.
Depending on where you are, if you're in the lowlands, will be mainly Brahman for beef. You have also Angus, Brangus, Indo Brazil, so different breeds. In the highlands, Holstein and Jersey for the production of milk. So dairy farms are in the highlands because better temperature, lower temperature is good for those breeds. And so you have the mix of all those dairy cattle.
Do you own a heavy coat or a hooded sweatshirt? What's the coldest you've ever seen it here in Costa Rica?
Oh, boy. I've never seen snow. That's for sure. Lowest temperature would be like safety.
Beautiful people, beautiful country, and it is very warm in Costa Rica with Oscar Vargas, the man who taught us an awful lot about the country. I'm Bob Bosold.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Originally the home of the Milwaukee Braves, now your home for the Milwaukee Brewers.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. Of course, we'll follow the Bucks through the playoffs and bring you Badgers and Packers when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his report every hour, now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN, great partners for hometown sports.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in Northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek's charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Matt and Air on Air.
So we're going to talk monarch butterflies and what we can do to help their habitat, because that's one of the biggest reasons why we're seeing our monarch population decrease. As Greg said, we know how much I loved Winged Fingers.
Winged Fingers!
That's the name of our band. Calvin, me, Jane, Winged Fingers.
The Winged Fingers.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Tune in Monday. Very special Devils Advocates radio show. President Joe Biden coming to my hometown, Madison, Wisconsin. You better tune in. Devils Advocates will bring you all the coverage.
Home of the Don Rosen Morning Show. Weekdays 6 till 8. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
The University of Kentucky is conducting a survey. The Martin Gatton College of Agriculture, Food and Environment at the University of Kentucky is asking people to observe and record your livestock, your poultry, your pet, wildlife. You just don't know what they're going to do during a total eclipse. Some of the things that they have seen in the past, they said, included things like deviation in feeding or sleeping or movement, maybe vocalizations like singing or mooing, depending on the animal, obviously. Productivity generally goes down. They also say there's indications that the animals are a little confused about what's going on and don't know how to react. Beekeepers are also going to be keeping an eye on their hives. Wayne Stiegelman is a hobby beekeeper from Brown County, and he is part of a group that's working with Broodminder. That's Broodminder.com. What they've done is disperse what they're calling beedars across the United States to try to keep an eye on what bees do when the eclipse occurs.
They're working with the UW La Crosse, and they are putting what's called beedars. That's what measures the activity inside and outside the hive. They want to put as many as they can in the line of total eclipse totality. And I think it's from Texas going up to the northwest, because bees can't fly in the dark. So when it gets dark, and especially totally black, they want to see what happens to the bees. In fact, they're even asking people with observation hives to watch.
I did not know that bees can't fly in the dark. There you go. That's one takeaway from today. Wayne Stiegelman from Brown County, a beekeeper himself. Now, this beedar that he's talking about, they actually have all kinds of dots on the map. If you go to broodminder.com and just try to follow their map, they've got literally these beedars that are going to map the bees' activity during the eclipse from, like you said, down by Texas all the way up to Maine a nice straight line across there. So, like I said, a couple different folks that are paying attention to the upcoming eclipse. And if you want to be a part of it, remember again that University of Kentucky, Martin Guttann College of Agriculture, Food and Environment, they have a link there that would welcome your input as well. Let's kind of get some weather input now. It's Compere Financial Ag Weather Monday. Stumach Ag Meteorologist along with us. So are you? Were you planning on stopping for a moment to try to see if you observe the total eclipse?
We'll see what's going on at the time.
Yeah, I do think it's kind of interesting. One lady that was kind of talking about this said that she watched her herd of cattle when the eclipse started to unfold, and they just ran around in circles on the edge of the fence. So it might be noteworthy to pay attention to what happens to animals. I'll have to see what the Sheltie dog and Buck do. Probably both act, they're all going to act the same, I'm guessing. But it's going to it's going to be a little challenging in some parts of Wisconsin to see that total eclipse, isn't it?
Yeah, I'll add the two cats have been quite strange here this morning, but that's a whole different story.
not relative to the eclipse just yet.
But I tell you, from what I'm seeing, southeast Wisconsin with the greatest chance of having clear skies this afternoon. Northwest Wisconsin, the least possibility of clear skies. There's rain in the north already today. Wausau, Wisconsin Rapids off to the northwest, back over toward central parts of Minnesota as well. In the south, the rain has ended for the time being, but low pressure is going to lift northeastward. In fact, almost up through Minnesota today and tonight. It extends a weak cool front toward Wisconsin that may account for a few showers, a little isolated light rain late tonight. That's about it, and I expect the sunshine will return through Tuesday into Wednesday, and although temperatures may drop a degree or two for tomorrow, they'll warm up again above normal. That's where we're going to be today, and even a little above normal Tuesday, more likely further above by Wednesday, and another possibility of some rain. Something could begin to brew Wednesday night into Thursday, and it looks like there could be a little rain measurable, not a great deal. I'll have forecast details right after this.
The mild weather we enjoyed in Wisconsin could add up to big pest problems for our crops this year. Steve Bailey is in Monroe, one of the Helena Agra advisors.
One thing I would challenge guys to think of, and a little bit of a conversation I've been having this last month, is we didn't get a killing frost. And what I mean by that is a lot of these rootworm beetles didn't have that frost to really nip them off. So I would challenge everybody that's listening today, make sure that if you're corn on corn, you're running a traded corn and or maybe a granular insecticide, or if you have in-furrow starter, there's options there too. But I think guys are really going to want to take a very close look to their fields and follow the insect pressure that we're going to have this year.
Rootworms, just one of the insects to keep an eye on, according to Steve Bailey from Monroe, one of the Helena Agro reps. You can find out more and find your local Helena rep at helenaagri.com. All righty, buddy, let's have that forecast. The only eclipse the cats are seeing this morning is your shadow, but the rest of us kind of looking forward. We aren't going to see this again for what, another 20 years, huh?
20 years, yeah. So our Compere Financial Ag weather forecast for the eclipse is for mostly sunny skies in southeast Wisconsin, mostly cloudy in the northwest, and it'll ramp up from northwest to southeast. So the closer you are to southeast Wisconsin, the clearer it is today. Very low 60s today with the southwest winds 5 to 15. Central and northwest Wisconsin, in fact, a few sprinkles yet this morning, should end a bit later on. Partly cloudy overnight, a slight chance of a little isolated light rain as we fall to the low 40s or a few upper 30s even with the southwest winds 5 to 10. Mostly sunny skies develop for Tuesday, a few clouds early, especially in the west, upper 50s with west winds 5 to 15, and mostly sunny Wednesday, about 66, mid-60s, let's put it that way, with the southwest winds about 5 to 10. And I was going to add, Pam, I see 23 hundredths of an inch of rain at Madison yesterday, 42 hundredths La Crosse area, only 6 hundredths over here in Beaver Dam and Fond du Lac area, so not a big one.
I was surprised. Yeah, Linda from Reeseville, 0.2. I've got about 0.1 of an inch in Alto. We've got about 0.2 in Evansville. I was in Minnesota over, well, on Sunday. And, man, it rained pretty good by the Rochester area. So, yeah, quite a variation in the amount of precipitation we picked up across the state. Those rainfall reports always welcome, folks. 877-301-FARM. That's 877-301-3276. Thanks, Stu. We'll catch up with you tomorrow.
You got it. See you then.
Stu Mucker, Ag Meteorologist, with your Compeer Financial Ag Weather Update. Compeer Financial is your financial partner, committed to agriculture in rural America. Visit Compeer.com.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Don Rosen in the morning and your home for the Packers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Wisconsin's Tornado and Severe Weather Awareness Week is now. Be ready for statewide tornado drills on Thursday, April 11th at 1:45 and 6:45. So wherever you may be, at school, work, or home with your family, this is the time to talk about your tornado and severe weather safety plans. And muscle memory is key in an emergency. Remember that a watch means a storm, tornado, or flooding is possible. The ingredients are there. And a warning is issued when one of those is about to or already is happening. Take shelter immediately. Our state averages close to 25 tornadoes between May and August. But recent records have been broken, with tornadoes now tearing through the month of February. So it pays to always be weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Todd and his regular guest Trigvi Olsen were out and about with a simple theme. What makes Wisconsin great? For all the divisive topics and politics that we have on his show and on my show, we're doing that because we love living here and we want to talk about the things that make Wisconsin great. And we did that over cheese curds and cold beer last night. Ooh. And I really appreciate Todd doing that.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning 6 till 8 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
CBS News Brief. Today's total eclipse is turning into a total crapshoot for the millions of Americans who traveled for a great view. Clouds in the forecast along parts of the path of totality, including Dallas, Texas.
I would say I'm definitely nervous, but I'm trying to just think of it as I've never been to Texas, tried to enjoy the weekend as a whole and keep a positive spirit, because I would say I'm generally a little nervous about the weather.
Clouds also possible in parts of Ohio, Pennsylvania, and New York. In the nation's capital yesterday, hundreds marched to demand that Hamas release the hostages it continues to hold 6 months after the massacres in Israel. And another mishap on a Boeing aircraft. A Southwest Airlines flight from Denver to Houston was forced to turn around after an engine cover blew off and hit the wing.
There's just a lot going on. And then I was like, oh my God, is this it? But it, I mean, we didn't hear anything. We didn't feel anything. They reassured us that it was okay. They said the engine was working fine.
CBS News Brief. I'm Vicki Barr.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Universities of Wisconsin has redesigned its website in hopes of boosting enrollment. The new wisconsin.edu makes information about enrollment and degree programs easier to find. It's the latest effort by the UW system to boost enrollment after nearly a decade of declines. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is giving $22 million to farmers who practice rotational grazing. Kevin Mahalko is a dairy farmer in Gilman. He says rotational grazing has helped him survive difficult stretches and keeps his costs down.
The cow is doing more of the work and using fencing instead of as much equipment. It cuts down on a lot of repairs and maintenance and diesel fuel.
The deadline to apply for the grants is May 26th. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers rock Seattle. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers are in Cincinnati to open a four-game set against the Reds after winning their weekend series over the Mariners. Milwaukee with a 12-4 victory yesterday, despite starting pitcher Colin Ray battling the flu. Pat Murphy.
Colin, as you may or may not know, was sick. Had a stomach virus, it looks like, and he'd lost a lot of fluids in every way you can.
At 6-2, what's the team's mindset? Brewers pitcher Colin Ray.
You know, we got to all come in here and not try and do too much, just keep being aggressive and competing in the box, competing on the mound.
NBA, the Bucks lose again, this time 122-109 to the Knicks. Milwaukee's now lost four in a row at home and six of their last seven games.
You know, we have, what, four games left and all playoff teams. You know, maybe that's a blessing for us. I don't know, but we'll figure it out.
That's the Bucks head coach, Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
A few scattered clouds through around midday today, then mostly sunny this afternoon. We'll get to 62 today with wind out of the southwest at around 10 to 20. Tonight, a sprinkle or two, otherwise partly cloudy, 45. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 60. Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high of 58. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on 99.9 and 98.1 FM and 1400 AM WRJN. And on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Evan Goyke, candidate for the City of Milwaukee City Attorney's Office. Evan, you and I were texting yesterday because with every campaign that I've ever known someone that's running, there is always what I'm going to call the yard sign controversy.
It's true that yard signs don't vote.
Yes.
But there is deep, deep psychological warfare with right. Yard signs.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Who do you want making the decisions for your daughters if you're a girl dad? I have two girls, 14 and 12, and I still consider myself pro-life. But here's the thing. I became a conservative because I didn't want government telling me what to do and being intrusive in my life. Mm-hmm. And I'll be damned if I want a bunch of theocrats getting in the middle of my daughter's life.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Like a grand slam on your radio dial.
Home of the Brewers.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Now back to the Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Hang on to your tractors. Here's another update. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Yeah, I'm not real confident that I'll have a chance to see a perfect total eclipse today, but we'll see something. Partly cloudy skies on the way today. 63 are expected high. Winds out of the south-southwest, 10 to 20 miles an hour. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 60 degrees. Clouds on Wednesday, 68. But then Thursday, rain back in the forecast, 59. And Friday, we'll wrap the week up, partly cloudy, 57 degrees. Thank you to my rainfall reporters from Burnett. Picked up about a tenth of an inch of rain as of last night. Caledonia, Illinois, Dan says also about a tenth of an inch of rain. If you want to chime in, use our talk text line. That's 877-301-FARM, 877-301-3276. Over the weekend, the Wisconsin Beef Improvement Association had a very successful bull sale down at UW-Platteville and online. And that online feature has really changed up the way that beef producers across the United States are marketing their stock. Alan Art from Janesville, president of the Wisconsin Beef Improvement Association, says that's why they were a little nervous going into this year's sale on how response would be. But they were very, very pleased.
Marketing has changed. There's people selling bulls on the internet every day, and they're selling a picture. They're selling a haircut. They're selling a pedigree. But most of those, I should say some of those people, are selling bulls that don't have performance data gathered by a third party. So is he really all they think he is? He may be. And then again, he may have been pampered pretty hard to look good for that picture, and nobody really knows till you get him home.
Alan Arndt, president of the Wisconsin Beef Improvement Association, a Janesville beef producer himself. So on Saturday, they sold 55 bulls that averaged $4,835 per animal, $700 more than last year. Two of the top bulls sold for $7,000 each. The first was a Simmental bull that came from AA Simmental in Janesville, sold for $7,000 to Gill Brothers in Schulzburg. The second $7,000 bull came from Shawno and the Johnson Family Cattle Company and sold to David and Carrion Gallion from Spencer. That was a Red Angus bull that sold for $7,000. If you take a look at the overall breed averages, 29 Angus bulls sold for $5,043 on average, 12 Red Angus bulls sold for $4,062 on average. 6 Simmental sold, average price $5,330. 4 Simmental Angus Cross, average $4,187. The Charlet bulls average $6,625. 1 Simmental South Devon sold for $6,750, and a Hereford bull sold for $3,500. The bulls from this year's sale down in Platteville will end up on farms in Wisconsin, Iowa, Illinois, Minnesota, and Montana.
I look at this dairy cow, and again, it's the animal that I love. The things that this dairy cow can do and the way that she can produce milk, to me, there is no substitute for milk in the world. And to be able to keep cows and help cows produce that for people, to me, that's a privilege. I'm Dr. Bill Zimmer. Nutrition and microbials, commonly called probiotics. That's BioVet. Learn more at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Nice rally Friday in Chicago. Our barrel cheese gained 8 cents to 153. 40-pound block cheese was up 7.5 at 151.5. Double A butter gained a penny, $2.94 a pound. This morning in Chicago, our Class 3 fluid milk that goes to cheese, May is up 11 cents at $16.52. The June milk's up 12 at $17.16 a hundredweight. Right now, December corn is down 2 at $4.70. November beans down a penny at $11.84. July wheat down about a nickel at $5.77 a bushel. You know, it's not going to be long before Wisconsin farmers are running in 7 different directions at once, trying to get spring planting underway. Relying on your employees at that time of the year becomes very, very critical to your farm success. Keeping those employees happy, challenging to say the least. Stephanie Hoff has more.
Linda Swindling is a professional negotiator. She got that title following her law school days, but she uses that power of negotiation to turn complainers on the job into team players. She says this is essential in a successful business.
If you can think about everything being a negotiation, but not everything's negotiable. Think about it, your ethics, your values for the workplace, those can't be negotiated. But if you think about negotiation, one of the things you can think about is, you know, how can I deal with the people that I do have and consider their interest, consider their values, consider mine as well, and how do I ask them for what I really want? And so that's the secret, you know, instead of demanding, this culture won't allow it, instead of doing that, here's the standards, here's what we need you to do, how can you do it? It's a really good way around that.
Because a positive workplace, good culture, as they say, is where employees want to be. How do you get there?
Well, one of the things is you look for your contributors and you make sure you reward them. And then you look for those people that are causing the work drama. So one of the things that we found, and I've done lots of different surveys and studies, but one of the things we found is almost 80% of us are spending, are you ready for this? 3 to 6 hours a week dealing with negative people. 3 to 6, and that's a minimum. Some as many as 20. So if you roll that forward, that's a month to two of lost time almost. You can't do that. You can't run a workplace with one or two that are souring the milk for everybody, basically. Yeah, you can't do that.
Sure, anyone in an office setting may, you know, be thinking back to some of the drama they may have dealt with this week. On the dairy farm, though, it might be your own family. So you've got some interesting dynamics on the farm, especially, that might make addressing those problems a challenge.
There's some people you can't fire. You can't fire your mom, right? But what you can do is you need to negotiate in a way that they will listen, that it's covering a need. And what we found is for most people, not everybody, but for most people, when they're acting negative is when they're stressed. And when we're most stressed is when there's a need that hasn't been met. So for instance, if I like to make decisions, and I'm not making decisions, I can look like a bulldozer or a commander or somebody who's really, you know, not behaving well, controller. If I need facts and details and all of a sudden I'm not getting them, then all of a sudden I can look like a complicator. You know, the biggest piece is how are they acting stressed? Here's this good person who all of a sudden is using negative behavior to get their need met. Or are they really, truly toxic? Most of us are just negative because we're stressed and we're trying to get a need met.
Who's responsible for reading your mind? Linda, if you're stressed out, I don't always know why. So is it my job to ask you or is it your job to tell me what's going on?
What a great question. My job is not to try to psychoanalyze you as a leader. My job is to say, you know, what's going on? You're supposed to be at this point, or you're supposed to have done these things, or you're supposed to have connected this way. What's going on? And then I'm listening. Is it something that is my responsibility as a leader to fix? You know, is somebody pulling you off on work? Am I giving you too much work? Is something not working? You know, the computer system isn't working. Or is it you didn't know and you have something else that's personal? I'm sorry that, you know, that your cat is sick and it's very important to you. Okay, so then my questions change to, wow, that is tough. With that going on, how are you going to deal with that?
This is advice that spans across industries, including agriculture. But, you know, I want you to underscore for me why it's important, especially in a farm setting, to have these communication tools, these negotiation tools, to keep a positive work environment.
First off, people in ag are actually providing food for the rest of us. So you need to make sure that there's nothing negative that's going on there, because sometimes people really will sabotage or do things. And more importantly, we're you know, that community, we're really connected. And whether it's your wife or your husband or your mom or your dad or your kids or, you know, your next door neighbor, this is a small community. Even across states, it's a small community. So when you have communities like that, you've got to be contributors. You've got to help each other out. And ag especially has to pull together now more than ever. Because, you know, in order to be competitive, it's going to take creative thinking, helping each other out, feeling safe, sharing real problems. You can't do that if everybody's negative and putting up guards.
Linda Swindling along with us. She's a professional negotiator who works with all industries, including agriculture, to help improve the workplace culture. She says a positive work environment can help you recruit and retain valuable employees. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Your home for the Bucks, 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Get ready for a triple play of selection, service, and convenience with Studebaker's in Racine. Around the horn we go, from refreshing sips to snack sensations. Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Great service is a game changer, and the team is ready to knock it out of the park for you. In our store, or sliding into Studebaker's convenient drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic. Swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at 31 and Spring in Racine for the winning team of selection, service, and convenience.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in Northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek's charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Monday on Nightlight, I welcome Madison comedian Johnny Beaner. It's Nightlight from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Keeping Racine and Kenosha connected. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
And on the Civic Media app.
20 miles an hour. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and 60 degrees. Wednesday, we bounce up to 68 before rain returns on Thursday, 59. And Friday, partly cloudy and windy. 57 degrees expected by the end of the week. Well, as we ended up on a Monday, we want to focus in on one of the areas that Wisconsin is most proud of. Cheese production. You know, we talk a lot about the different varieties of cheese that are produced within our borders. The fact that 90% of the milk produced within the state of Wisconsin ends up being marketed outside of the state. But none of it would be possible without the Center for Dairy Research, CDR. Housed on the UW-Madison campus, the Center for Dairy Research basically offers somewhere in the neighborhood of 300 years of expertise through 30 different researchers that are working on any number of dairy-related questions the industry might have. One of those that taps into the Center for Dairy Research, Ken Hyman, owner and operator of Nasonville Dairy and Cheese. That's off Highway 10 by Marshfield. He's also past member of the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin Board of Directors. And I had a chance to visit with him last week, talk a little bit more about what value he sees in dairy farmers in Wisconsin supporting the Center for Dairy Research through their dairy checkoff dollars and where the dividends really are.
If it wasn't for the actual physical, mental, and everything that they offer to us down there at Center for Dairy Research. I do not believe that you would have 10% of the plants that are even in Wisconsin today. You know, we've lost a lot of dairy farmers. We have. We've also lost a lot of cheese plants. There was a time in life we had over 1,900 cheese plants in the state of Wisconsin, and we have 127 or something like that now. But and that doesn't count. And that in that number is a number that have also started up. What they do down there, the smaller plants like ourselves, I talked to us about before that we were running 7,500 pounds of milk when we came here. We didn't get here without help. And that help came in the idea that they have food scientists down there that maybe the big guys, the really big people of the world, they can afford to hire a food scientist. The majority of us cannot. And so we rely so heavily on those people. And when they see a problem coming, when they see a problem out there, they try to get to the root of the problem, and they try to make sure that the rest of us all know, hey, this could be a problem. You could see this in your feed stock that's coming to from your farms, and what happens there, you know, you'll see it, you'll see what happened, and you try to avoid those problems. And when you have a problem, you have someone to go to. And as long as you pay for the information that you receive, which we do, then in that turn, that information is proprietary. So when you ask them to do an experiment for you or take a look at how we could do this, if you pay for it, if they're going to do it and they have the time to do it, and it's for some, you know, some other reason, you know, then it's common knowledge, and that's just the way it is. It goes to anybody. Anybody can get the information. Mm-hmm. So they've always been very protective in that manner. The other thing that comes is by this Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin putting this money up front. It is always a Wisconsin plant, a Wisconsin cheesemaker. It is a dairy farmer from Wisconsin. We all get first priority. There is, if they, as you said before, will they help people from outside of the state of Wisconsin? Yes, they will. They will. They'll educate them. They'll take them to cheesemaking 101. They'll do all the things to educate their sales departments and do all this stuff. But everybody else in Wisconsin comes first. Mm-hmm. And so that's worked out really quite well.
Well, and you also mentioned the reason Wisconsin is able to maintain and enhance our Master Cheesemaker program also revolves around the Center for Dairy Research.
The Center for Dairy Research, Jim Pass, back in history, was the mantra of getting that program started here. And so we not only do we have the only licensed cheesemakers in Wisconsin, we have the only master's program. And if anybody would want to follow up on the master's program, you and I both know that you have to spend at least 1 year in the cheese industry before you can even apply for a license. And then after you can get your license, and then after you start into the programs, it's 10 years of making cheese in competition and so forth to prove that you understand what's going on. And then if you can do that, they'll accept you into the master's program if you qualify. And then after you do that for 3 years and go back to school and get an education and can pass the final exam, which takes between 25 and 40 hours to write.
Yeah. Yeah, those are the things, again, behind the scenes that a lot of folks may not realize about the Center for Dairy Research. And I'm assuming with your enthusiasm about CDR, Ken, that you're looking forward to what they're going to bring to the table going forward for your business model for all of Wisconsin dairy.
Just stop and think about it, Pam, or anyone listening. Stop and think about this. What do we need to do right now? What we need to do is we need to find out. There was a point in time when it took less than 0.5% of people said they were lactose intolerant. Now all of a sudden we get this entourage of 30% of the people are saying they're lactose intolerant. Okay, why are we getting this? Does it have to do with the A1, A2 ratio of milk in the proteins? Is it that we've created a harsher protein in the A1s and we need to do all of our farms need to adjust to A2, A2? Okay, is that the answer? Okay, are we also looking at the milk? Do we need to look at the milk and say we're going to remove part of the lactose and chemically change the other part of the lactose that's in there to glucose and galactose? That has absolutely, then it'll have zero effect on it. And there's a ton of these things that they're working on down there, and they continue to work on. I mean, You take the food scientists that we have down there, they're absolutely some of the most brilliant people in the world, and they are just absolutely stunning, you know, just stunning people.
Yeah, that basically sums it up. Like we said, if you've never thought about the benefits of the Center for Dairy Research, you can hear in this disciple, Ken Hyman from Nathanville Dairy, that it is worth every dime invested by Wisconsin dairy farmers through Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. Ken Hyman along with us from Nathanville Dairy. Again, folks, if you want to find out a little bit more about them, simple to do, just jump online, nathanvilledairy.com, and you'll find out where they are right there in Marshfield and the depth of their business. And like we said, if you want to find out more about how Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin is investing your dairy dollars into the Center for Dairy Research, go to wisconsindairy.org and start the journey. Ken Hyman, our guest today, brought to you courtesy of our friends from Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Originally the home of the Milwaukee Braves, now your home for the Milwaukee Brewers.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Two agribusiness companies strategically partner to advance adoption of conservation practices. That's next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Taranis is a company that does crop intelligence using AI. StewardLink assists farmers in participating in government-sponsored conservation programs. The two are now working together to boost that participation. Nick Thomas is a former USDA employee and now founder and president of StewardLink in Winona, Mississippi.
People have a little bit of, hesitation in dealing with the government in general. They're worried that USDA is going to somehow have control over their land, or, you know, if I take this money from this conservation program, they'll end up wanting it back later, or they're going to get into my business, and I just don't want to deal with that.
Thompson says StewardLink helps farmers navigate the conservation program process.
Understanding what a farmer does is so important, what he wants to do, what his goals for his operation are from a conservation standpoint. You know, that's half of it. The other half is understanding how USDA operates in that state and what's available in that state. And just making all that match up to maximize the potential for that farmer is the key.
Thomas says just as farmers get accounting help for their taxes, StewardLink provides the same type of expertise with respect to conservation programs. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Hey everybody, Todd Albo. Monday noon to 2, President Biden is in Wisconsin. We'll have it for you right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Here's what you need to know to enjoy a bit of the solar eclipse on Monday afternoon, April 8th. You may be asking, what is a solar eclipse? Well, it's rare, and it happens when the moon moves in front of the sun, blocking the light for just a few minutes. Unfortunately, though, our state is not in the direct path of the total eclipse. Instead, Wisconsin will be under a partial eclipse, with southeastern areas of the state seeing a bit more of the shadow. So, do we still need special glasses to see the eclipse? Absolutely. These eclipse glasses have a unique filter to protect your eyes from damage. You can find more information by going to eclipse.aas.org. By the way, there won't be another eclipse until 2044. In Enjoy it. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on 99.9 and 98.1 FM and 1400 AM WRJN. And on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is April Fool's Day. Did you fall for any jokes today, Conrad?
Well, I guess I did fall for one, but it was unfair because it happened last week.
Yeah, what the heck?
Hot dog water from 7-Eleven.
We both fell for that, but it's not even... It's like after the Kurter Burger, I'll believe anything. I can believe it was hot dog water, and that was like March 20.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.